Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belustrator and pretty in-depth look here at Buffalo, Coach, against Miami, right? We can't use the Colts game. It was all snow. This thing would look all white.
Well, one of the best things that the Bills do is they create negative plays on early downs with their run defense. So they're second in the league in that. They've created 50 this year. And this is the type of thing that they do is they penetrate. This is Alexander running through on this power play and hitting Drake in the backfield. Now it comes up second and 12. That leads to third and long, and then they're off the field. So creating these negative plays on first down is really a big problem for the offense. We're going to have to eliminate this. This is the type of play where our offensive linemen really have to be alert here. In this case, it would be the guard that would have to see Alexander on the run through. But, you know, Alexander's quick. He anticipates the play well, shoots the gap, and, you know, gets back in there and fouls up the play. And, you know, now Miami's in long yardage. So they do a real good job of creating, forcing penalties. They get a lot of holding calls. They get a lot of negative plays because of their run defense. And then plays like this where they come up and
pressure, yeah.
Yep, here they come. And they got them all up there. And then right at the last second, they drop out and drop into coverage, causes the quarterback, you know, a second or so of hesitation. This is Tre'Davious White down here at the bottom. Does a nice job here of rerouting the receiver, forcing him back inside. Kind of disrupts the timing of the play. Cutler looks like is, you know, disrupted a little bit by the disguise, and then the ball hangs up in the air and Poyer comes over in interception. So first down, negative run, third and long, disguise on third down, and turn the ball over with an interception.
Gotcha.
That's how they do that a lot. They're very disciplined, very good at that.
Okay, offense. So they got a quarterback that can run, and they got a pretty good back in McCoy.
They sure do, and the running game is very good. That causes a lot of problems for the defense. This is an example right here of McCoy getting to the edge. This is Dukas coming around and chipping the linebacker. And, yeah, it just turns into McCoy one-on-one with the corner on McCain. And, you know, that's a tough matchup. McCoy slips inside, breaks the tackle, you know, rips off 12, 13 yards. So the running game is, again, a lot of different scheme plays. Their line is very experienced. They play together now for multiple games this year. They've got a lot of continuity. They've got O'Leary back, Clay, so good presence on the edge. McCoy doesn't need a lot of space. He can make guys miss and can gain a lot of yards on his own. And when they get the running game going, that, of course, sets up the play-action passes. And one guy that's really done a good job for him this year is Clay, the tight end. So in this play, get a little fake in here to McCoy, and you can see Clay's discipline on this. He comes in, he sells it like he's going to run a crossing pattern, and that really, you know, takes the defense out of it and makes it look like he's going to run and catch the ball over here, which he does on some other plays, and then he comes back out and goes to the flag here. So great route discipline and patience here by Clay. Comes back out of it. It's kind of looks like an Antonio Gates type of route. But I'd say that Clay is a fast, explosive, good run after catch player with great route discipline and technique, tough route to cover. And then Taylor steps up, you know, makes a great throw here over pretty tight coverage, really. But again, with the running game, the passing game, the play action game that goes with the running game, it's a tough offense to defend. They've got a lot of explosive players.
It's great to be back home, though. Five out of the last six on the road. Let's get this one and then have a great holiday.
Yeah, you bet. Well, happy holidays to everyone.
There you go. Merry Christmas. Thanks for watching Patriots All Access, and especially the Belustrator all year long. More Patriots All Access back right after this.